What's up? It's your boy Remus, and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions. What's up? It's your boy Remus from Remus Boxing, and listen, I'm the doubt killer, belief filler, the one that's going to convince you that you're a winner. They call me on these streets the maker of masters, the crafter of champions, the weaver of wires. Why? Because give me a little time and I'll add Champ Set to your mind. We're a group, we're an army, we're a squad of champions in training with the most ambitious and most hungriest fighters and athletes. And we do everything to get the win round here, because to us, allowing a loss is a sin. This is the home for ambitious people. This is the home for ambitious fighters and wannabe champions and future champions. This is the Champ Set Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the right perception that you should have on striving for success. Because I know a lot of the stories of the champions that have come up, right? From guys like in the 1910s, you know, Jack Johnson and John O'Sullivan and all of these guys, right? All the way to today's fighters like Lomachenko or Floyd Mayweather, any of the current guys, right? And one thing I see is that a lot of fighters come from bad backgrounds. A lot of fighters came from, well, there's a saying, right? Poverty breeds pugilists, meaning like, you know, broke environments, they foster and just create a lot of champions. And the reason why is because there's a hunger that comes out of being in that certain circumstance where you have nothing, right? And you have a literal hunger that gives rise to a hunger for success, right? So think about it like this, right? A lot of people think going for success is hard, right? The actual mechanics and structure of it, right? It might be, or the effort of it might be hard, right? When you actually do it. But when you're in a certain situation, like, for example, a Manny Pacquiao who was selling donuts on the streets before he became champion, what you realize is this. Striving for success is actually easy. You know why? Because it's hard to remain in a condition where you are hurting or where you are in pain, right? Striving for success when you have the right motivation is actually easy. I'm not saying the actual effort of going for success is easy, or like, of course, you're going to go through challenges. So the nature of it is hard. But what I mean is that making a decision to go for it is easy. Like, how would you find it normal or okay to procrastinate? You know, how would you find it normal or okay to just sit back and wait, or to sit back and be distracted, or go to one too many parties, right, when you should be going training? That I just can't understand that if you really want it, right? When you're in a situation where if you don't do the right things, a loss is inevitable or possible, how is it easy for you to not do all you can to get the win? I say we as champions in training, we got to do everything we can to get the win. That means everything. We can't let there be potential for loss. That's just like disgusting. Even as I say it, like, oh, allowing a loss. And I've said in the past, like, losses can fuel you. But what I mean is allowing the loss. There's a difference between losing and taking that as a lesson and then allowing a loss when you could have had the chance to fix it, or not even fix it, because it would have never happened. So to prevent it, right, it's actually harder to sit at home and be nothing. It's harder to watch everyone else or some people be successful and you're not. When you believe that that belt is supposed to be yours, it is actually harder to sit back and see today's champions holding what you should believe is yours. And you could be like a 15-year-old. You could be like 5 years away from a title shot, but you still should be looking at these guys thinking, why the hell does he have my championship belt around his waist? That don't make no sense. That's my baby. He better get his hands off of that. That's mine and I'm coming for him. If he's still holding that in 10 years, he better be in a fearful state, because I'm coming for him, right? So when you really want it, it's actually hard to be nothing. It's actually hard to be average. When you look at yourself, look in the mirror, and you see someone who has potential, you see someone that has talent, you see someone that has abilities, and you look inside and you see your desires, it should be hard. It should be difficult for you to stay and be nothing, or stay and be in the same position that you was in yesterday. You know, every day you should be striving to get better, because just the feeling of you getting closer towards the goal should give you a little bit of satisfaction. It should relieve a bit of the anxiety that comes with wanting it, really wanting it. Like, I just believe if you really want this championship, if you really want this goal, if you really want this legacy, if you really want this history, if you really want this success, champ, if you really want it, then it should be difficult. You should be anxious every day because you're in a state where you don't like it, right? Even if you do live a somewhat good life relatively compared to others, you should think, like, this is not me. Yeah, this is great for some people, but this is not me. I'm a champion, right? You should look at it like, you see, when I look at people, look at how they perceive the millionaire status, I think it's a bit overplayed. But at the same time, there should be like an element of, damn, these guys are making incredible amounts of money and I'm not. Man, I'm just as good as these guys. And even if you're not physically yet, you should know it's at least in you so that you can bring it out. And you're going to do that every day by training. You're going to keep going and you're going to keep going. It's like, for me, even for me personally, I don't know if I'm going to fight again because of my injury. You know, it's not, it doesn't look likely. But at the same time, I've taken this from fighting, that when you're hungry for it, right, and you should be hungry in whatever you're doing, it should actually make you anxious to not be successful. It should actually make you uncomfortable. Like you should feel like you're another person, like you're the wrong person almost. Like when people relate to you, conversate with you, talk to you, they're talking to the wrong person because you're thinking about the perception they have of you in your head, which is not who you actually are. That's how I see it. So if I see a guy making tons of money, I'm like, damn, nah, I know I'm on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a fighter, Floyd Mayweather says a lot. He says, I don't think a fighter will ever make 300 million in one fight. I think you should despise him for that. And maybe not despise him, like literally like him as a person, but that comment, like as you hear that, it should, like, your cell should go, oh, this don't make any sense. What the fuck is he saying? It shouldn't make sense. Like, your body should reject it. Like, that thought should, it should come into the air. Right, that statement that he said, that no other fighter can make $300 million in one fight, that statement should go to your ear and your brain is like, nah, that ain't coming in. Nah, he's wrong, because I'm gonna do it. And even if you don't care about money, you know, you should think about the fact that guys have, you know, won three divisional titles, four divisional titles, or become undisputed champion, right? Which is incredible feats, right? And you should look at that and go, well, I can't accept that. That's just, he's so special that he can do it and I can't. It should just make you feel uncomfortable. And I just feel like a lot of fighters, they're just too comfortable. Like, it should disgust you that people don't perceive you as one of the greatest titans in this sport. And you should take that energy, take that negative feeling that you have, and direct it straight to the training. And and when you do that, it will become easier to avoid distractions. It will become easier to not procrastinate. It will become easier to stand up and not sit down when you're in training, or like go another round when everyone's going to go, you know, I'm kind of tired now. Fuck that. Fuck that. Let's go for it. Let's go for them. Let's make them those great champions that made such statements, like the one that Floyd Mayweather did, or like even like if we think Muhammad Ali, which, you know, I think of Muhammad Ali like the Jesus of boxing, because you should think, like, when you think about doing something, you should think, what would Muhammad Ali do? But even when he says, I'm the greatest fighter of all time and there's no other fighter like me, that should be like, oh, that ain't right, Muhammad. I'm sorry, you the GOAT, but I'm coming for that level of greatness in some manner or capacity, right? So anyway, I'm just saying this so that you feel uncomfortable being comfortable. You feel uncomfortable being what you are now because you want to use that energy to get to where you're going to go. Anyway, take that energy. Make sure you internalize it. This is what it means to have champs set. That just raw hunger, that raw hunger to just go for it by any means necessary. But anyway, I'll catch you on the next one. Stay focused. Let's get it. Champs set.